latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Quick look at the front pages of the UK newspapers on this 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day. We'll start with the Daily Express. A jab-free test for diabetes. A new device could save the lives of diabetics and slash NHS treatment costs. A stick-on sensor about the size of a 2p piece replaces the need for daily finger-pricking jabs to monitor blood glucose levels. They say you also get a free apple tree and potato grow kit with the Daily Express, which is quite exciting. They're also saying that the hijacked airliner may have landed. The same story on the front page of the Daily Mirror. Missing jet could have landed, continually fueling the speculation as to what's happened with the missing Malaysian airline, which of course nobody knows at the moment, but hopefully it will reveal some good news in the fullness of time. But at the moment it's all pure speculation, or churnalism, as is another way of putting it, churning out stories just for the sake of it. The Daily Star covers the same story. Plane hijack is copied from Tintin, they say. The missing Malaysian airliner was sensationally hijacked in a plot inspired by a children's comic book Tintin, it was claimed last night, and the amazing twist came as investigators confiscated a flight simulator from a pilot's home. At the Daily Mail, 40p tax storm rocks Tories. Pressure is mounting on George Osborne to raise the 40p tax threshold after it was claimed. He said that people do not mind paying the higher rate because it makes them feel like a success. Mo collapses after New York half marathon, is the Daily Telegraph. One or two newspapers also covering the same story with a picture of Mo Farah, who won the Olympic gold for Britain in London in 2012, collapsed in tears after finishing second in the New York City half marathon at the weekend. The Guardian, Sevastopol hails vote to join Russia as a homecoming, of course dealing with the situation in Crimea and Ukraine. HS2 fast-tracked to put the North first, says the Independent. Plans to create a high-speed rail link across England should be dramatically accelerated and increased in ambition. The man brought in to sort out the £50 billion HS2 project tells the government. Charity chief and AK-47 fighters is the Sun's front page, as well as two free tickets worth £96 to go see Alton Towers. And the Times, finally, Putin defied as Crimea votes to return to Russia. And they've also got a First World War poetry guide. A couple of little poppies over the front page of the Times, which makes it look rather pretty, I think, in a lot of ways. So they're the front pages for this Monday. Check them out yourself. Visiting the website, xhatradio.com.
Excite Radio.